You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
Think about this. What would you be willing to do to get your name printed in the world-famous Guinness Book of Records?
Personally, I can't think of a single thing, but it seems some people are willing to do anything weird, gross, or something very extreme just to make a name for themselves.
One man grew his fingernails a metre long and couldn't get a decent night's sleep for fear of breaking them. Others have stayed for days in pits with poisonous snakes just to break a previous record.
Oh, we could go on about amazing situations, total discomfort and outright dangers people willingly place themselves in just to make a world record and to see their names in print.
I guess we can understand athletes going all out to gain medals and break records. Despite the pain, they're prepared to push their bodies to the ultimate limit. And it's the honour of winning for their country that spurs them on.
What about another type of book in which it's an honour to be included? I'm talking about Who's Who. The names written there belong to those who have distinguished themselves in their chosen professions, like medicine, the arts, religion and politics, etc.
And what about criminals? Police are continually checking their records. The offenders' fingerprints and sometimes even their DNA are on file. If these show up at the crime scene, they're immediately apprehended.
Now, what about a roll of honour? You often see these commemorative wooden plaques displayed in public halls. The gold lettering lists names of men and women who have fought and given their lives for their country.
There's a true story about a unique list told by an Australian author, Thomas Keneally. This was made into a film by Steven Spielberg. It was during World War II that this dangerous act of bravery unfolded. And the film? Schindler's List.
The story revealed how a prosperous businessman whose factory was vital to the Nazi war effort actually put his life on the line to save as many Jews as he could from Himmler's dreaded concentration camps. He'd write a list of workers supposedly needed for his factory, thereby saving them from extermination.
Many owed their lives to Schindler. Years later, he was honoured by a memorial tree in Israel where many of those who were rescued placed white stones on his grave. There was no doubt about it. Being on that particular list meant life.
We'd be surprised to realise we've got our names written down on government archives somewhere, and probably every detail of our lives are in computer records belonging to tax departments, defence files and hospital registers.
And if we are so precise about our record-keeping, why wouldn't God be? Well, sure enough, there are several references to his records being diligently kept. The clearest example comes from the last book of the Bible, Revelation, and this is what it says. Then I saw a great white throne, and him that was seated on it. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and the books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the Book of Life, and the dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the books.
As much as we put off thinking about it, it's inevitable that one day everyone will stand before God. Wouldn't you like to be sure your name is written in the Book of Life?
Most of us hope that we'll be judged only for the good things we've done, and hope that they'll outweigh the bad. But it doesn't work that way. The Bible specifically tells us that we've all done wrong and gone astray. That's why so long ago, God sent his Son to die for the sins of all mankind. Just confess your sins to Jesus Christ today. Ask his forgiveness and thank him for dying on the cross to take away the penalty for those sins. He'll come and live in your heart. Give your whole life meaning and purpose, and best of all, save you for eternity. This will be the best decision you'll ever make in your life.
We hope you enjoyed the program today. If you'd like to contact us, simply write to George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. I'll give you that address again. George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. And thank you for listening.